made the Forbes under 30 list last year. What's your reaction?
Wyatt and I think were surprised at first and really didn't feel real or have much impact until we told our team, and our team was really excited and started to get the feedback from advisors, people in the industry that we care about. I mean, that actually, I think, made us feel better than the announcement itself. It's just the reminder that there's a lot of people here supporting us, and all that felt really good.
This is the Ag Bioscience Podcast. Welcome, and thanks for joining. I am Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana. This is the podcast where we explore all things ag bioscience, the people, the products, and the innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Our guest this week, no stranger to starting great things from the ground up, and no stranger to this podcast, from a beekeeping club at Indiana University to co-founding an incredible ag tech startup. Ellie Sims, CEO of the Bee Corporation, Bee Corp, joins us. Ellie, thank you so much for investing time to spend with us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Mitch.
Of course. Now, before we begin, congratulations are in order to you and your co-founder, Wyatt. Ellie, you were both named one of the most prestigious lists for young entrepreneurs in the world last year, the Forbes Under 30 list. Giant congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's definitely an honor, and we're in really good company. I've met some of the fellow cohort mates, and they're doing amazing things.
Well, you are making Indiana proud. You are making ag tech proud, not just here in Indiana or across the Midwest, but around the world. The innovations that you and Wyatt and the team are leading at the Bee Corp, I think just nothing short of astounding. Before we jump into the Bee Corp, I want to start with your story a bit. Help us understand your background. Where did you grow up? How did you choose IU? And how did you come to the B Corp?
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up in several cities across the U.S. and Canada. Was born in St. Louis, but we moved about every 2 or 3 years. I think St. Louis still feels like home to me. It's where most of my family is. Chose Indiana. I was living in Ohio, wrapping up high school, and Kelly School of Business is a really good program. Got into that program, and it really just made sense. It was close enough to where my family was at the time, and just a beautiful campus. I immediately fell in love with it. It's obviously a campus out of a movie or a dream. And very quickly decided to not do business, really at orientation. And told my mom about a semester in, she wasn't very happy with me that I went to an out-of-state school for Kelly and quickly did not want to do business at all. Chose SPIA, which is the School of Public Environmental Affairs. It's now O'Neill. And really fell in love with the degree program and had a lot of fun. Did not think I would obviously start a business or work in beekeeping. I was definitely wanting to work in food sustainability. So bees were an important part of that, but I was exploring a lot of aspects of that. And then we started the beekeeping club. We were encouraged to start a business. We ended up winning funding to get started, and full circle, ended up starting a business, even though I very much ran away from business school at 18. So mom's happy now, and we're having a lot of fun with the company.
Ellie, that is awesome. I love in each of those chapters, there's so much to be unpacked, but following your passion, right? You listen to that sort of gut instinct inside. You said, I don't know that this business thing's for me. You follow food security, you follow food systems into bees, and then bees into a business. Tell us more about the B Corp, just shy of 6 years old, if I'm thinking about that correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. We will turn 6 on February 25th. Excellent. So it's coming up here. So the Bee Corp, we're helping growers who rent beehives to pollinate their crops. We're innovating on the appraisal process that's done by the growers to make sure the hives that show up can actually complete crop pollination, and to make sure the growers are getting what they pay for on the hives that they rent. So instead of opening up the hive and guessing how many bees are inside, we use infrared image analysis to predict how many bees are in the colonies. And we are about to kick off year 4 of our product.
Incredible. And for those that don't know, Ellie, And this is a really time-intensive, critical timeline when those hives arrive at an almond grower or a grower specifically, for those bees to go out and pollinate. I mean, this is a real problem that exists in the industry. Talk a little bit more about the problem and why it's so critical that you're solving this.
Yeah, absolutely. If pollination doesn't go well, you won't have a crop as a grower. It's really essential that it goes right. You're combating weather conditions. You have no idea what the weather is going to be like during pollination, but you need to make sure that even if you have the worst weather, which would be very rainy, cold weather during pollination, you still have enough bees to fully pollinate your crop in the small window you might have. So that is what the grower is weighing and making sure. They're usually checking these bees right before pollination starts or right at the beginning. That way, if there's not enough bees in the colonies, they can get new colonies in, have stronger hives so that no matter what, they're going to be good to go for pollination. There's really a threshold that they all need to be at. And if you're under that, it's really going to be a direct impact on yield.
Excellent. Now, your product called Verifly, right? You launched that in 2019. Talk to us a little bit about how the technology works and how are you applying tech to beehives?
Yeah, absolutely. Our teams take pictures of the hives in the field, either B Corp teams or partners that capture images for us. We work with a hardware partner that makes the thermal cameras, and then we've built all the software and analytics to turn those thermal images into a prediction on number of bees. Bees are their own heating and cooling system, so we've used their own thermodynamics, hired a few folks with physics backgrounds to build the thermodynamic model of the beehive. And so that's what we're capturing with the infrared cameras. And we've been able to relate those heat signatures to the population inside the hive. We built this over 3 years with a lot of research and National Science Foundation funding to be able to accomplish this. The benefit is not having to open the beehives. It's better for the beekeepers, it's better for the bees, and it doesn't disrupt pollination at all. And really, it's an objective measurement that both sides, the beekeepers and the growers, wanted. Because opening up a hive and counting bees is obviously inaccurate and very challenging to do.
Ellie, you got your start in almonds, if I remember correctly. What crop areas have you expanded into since?
We are in seeds, berries, and avocados in addition to almonds, both in the U.S. and in 4 additional countries. So 5 countries total across 3 continents.
So exciting. So exciting. Now, I want to zoom out a little bit, Ellie. And, you know, we've seen a number, you and I have actually met with a number of young innovative companies who are considering Indiana to serve markets here domestically as well as internationally. What's been beneficial about growing B Corp here in Indiana?
I mean, the secret sauce is the Hoosier hospitality. We looked at, when we moved from Bloomington to Indy, we looked at 3 cities across the U.S., and none of them had that secret sauce. People in Indiana, especially in this startup and business community, want to help each other, are willing to roll up their sleeves to help each other succeed. And you don't have that everywhere. That benefits a startup or a small business so much because you need a lot of help, a lot of introductions and advice to be successful. And we didn't want to lose that by moving somewhere else. So that's really, I think, what makes Indiana unique. Like I mentioned, I've lived all across the country, and I've not seen that anywhere else, not this genuinely.
Well, Ellie, you've been a big piece of the story for so many, helpful to us here at Agronovus, talking with folks who are considering Indiana, but also just being a champion for all things entrepreneurial here in our state. How have you seen that ecosystem change? You know, you've been at this for 6 years. What has changed over that 6 years in terms of the entrepreneurial ecosystem, and what are you getting excited about as we look to the horizon into the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we have so many more companies at all levels than we did 6 years ago. And I think one of the reasons for that is we have a lot more resources for companies just starting out. think when I started in, it was late 2015, early 2016, those resources were here. They just weren't formalized. People have really come together and built things like Agrinovis. G-Beta is now here in Indiana, like what folks are doing down at the mill. They've really formalized a lot of the things that we saw early on. And that's made it a lot easier for companies to grow and get started. So we just have a lot more than we did when we started, and that's a great thing. I also think we have a lot more breadth of industries and solutions than when we started. We were one of the only ag tech companies when we started. Now there's many. There weren't a lot outside of software, and now there's companies working in really all industries and verticals at the startup stage. And then we also have a lot more scale-ups and exits that we can look up to as examples than we first had. So I think all of that is just because of all of the people like you working on the ecosystem, working on improving it, has really been successful. And it's been cool to see the change.
It's fun to get to do it with you, Ellie. Thank you so much for being a part of it. I have one more question for you before we wrap up. You've done an amazing amount of work. You and your team have done an amazing amount of work over the last 6 years at the B Corp. What's the future look like? What's next?
We'll be growing into additional crops, additional geographies. We'll be adding on new exciting features in our product. But what I'm really most excited about is we've made a lot of headway in partnerships in the last year. We'll be able to announce a lot more of those here soon on really linking our product with some of the others in the industry to give growers an even better understanding of how pollination impacts yield and how they can make decisions and change this input. I'm quite excited with the collaborations we've been doing in the industry and what we'll be continuing to build moving forward. So growth and hard work is what's ahead.
I wouldn't expect anything less, Ellie. Ellie Sims, the CEO of the B Corp. Ellie, thank you so much for joining us on the Ag Bioscience Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Mitch. It was fun.
And thanks to all of you for tuning into the Ag Bioscience Podcast. Get the latest Ag Bioscience news and innovation by subscribing to this podcast, available wherever you listen to your podcasts. And you can always learn more online at agrinovisindiana.com. That's agrinovisindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovis Indiana team, I'm Mitch Frazier saying thank you for listening. Look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.